the kind of animal that barks, you call him?
A dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, have you ever heard a special call to a dog to make him jump on somebody and bite somebody?
Yeah, sick him.
Mm-hmm. And what if you wanted to make that dog stop? Any special call for that?
No.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a dog if he's just a mixed breed?
A cur, a mongrel.
Anything else you might call him?
A hound.
Mm-hmm. What about mutt? They ever call him a mutt?
Yes, I've heard that.
What if he's just a small, noisy, little worthless dog? Little bitty thing. What do you call him? Any special name for him then?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard the word feist used?
Yes, I have.
What does that mean?
But I consider that as a...
That's a special, that's a breed then.
A breed of dog.
Mm-hmm. And, if, say, if the dog liked to bite, you might say the boy was what by the dog?
Was bitten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you say yesterday he did what to the mailman?
He bit the mailman.
Mm-hmm. And you say, yeah, the mailman's got to go to the doctor because he was...
Was bitten.
Yeah, or a dog.
Because of a dog bite.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the expression dog bit?
He was dog bit.
You ever use that for anything besides the actual biting, getting bitten by a dog?
Yes, I've heard it used. I don't think I have, but I've heard it used to somebody that was maybe in a business deal that didn't pan out mm-hmm. like they thought it would, or mm-hmm. they got the bad end of the deal. They said he was dog bit.
Mm-hmm. What about for just a run of bad luck?
Well, yes.
You ever heard anything similar to that used? Sign dog bit.
I mean, I've heard down on his luck, or
mm-hmm. I've heard snake bit.
Yes, I have.
Is that more common than dog bit, or?
I would think so in this area.
Mm-hmm. We talked earlier about some of the animals on the farm. You mentioned we talked about cows and hogs. What do you call the male cow?
That was the bull.
Mm-hmm. Any other names that people ever used?
Mm-hmm. Can't think of anything.
Oh, is there any word that maybe women would use or maybe would be used in, you know what
I'm
talking
about? Oh, yes, I can remember my grandmother wouldn't say the word bull. In fact, she thought that was very unladylike. I believe it was bullock.
Bullock instead of bull.
Uh-huh.
Anybody ever call the bull the stock cow?
Yes.
Or the, something like that, the seed ox.
Yes,
you
know? I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. And, if you want to drive a cart or something, you might not use horses, but you'd use...
Oxen.
Mm-hmm. Or what else could you use? Something like horses.
A donkey.
Yeah, or like horses, except they have... You might use these for plowing, especially.
A mule?
Mm-hmm. Mule, if you have two mules, you call that a what?
A pair of mules.
Mm-hmm. What about oxen?
A yoke of oxen.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use anything else besides a pair of mules? Ever hear anybody use anything else?
A team. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Well, I always had a team of mules.
Would you have a team of oxen, too?
Yes, you could, but I don't think I've ever heard it called anything except a yoke of oxen.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about cows before I switched subjects. So what do you call a little one when it's first born?
A year. No, a calf.
Mm-hmm. And say you have a cow named Daisy, and she's about to...
She's about to drop a calf, mm-hmm. or freshen.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Oh. I've never heard anybody use freshen before. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. We talked about the male of a male cow. What about a male horse?
That would be a stallion.
Anything else you might use there? Or have heard used?
Stud horse we use. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And a female?
What's the mare?
Which ones are the best kind for riding?
We always rode the mares, the girls did, because they were gentle. And the stallions were rather rambunctious. We did ride them, but my father always considered it a little dangerous.
And so you would say mares were better riding
horses.